Deuteronomy chapter 26, Father, sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. In Jesus' name, amen. Deuteronomy 26, verse 1, and it shall be, when you are come in unto the land which the Lord your God gives you for an inheritance, and possess it, and dwell therein, that you shall take of the first of all the fruit of the earth, which you shall bring of your land that the Lord your God gives you, and shall put it in a basket, and shall go unto the place which the Lord your God shall choose to place his name there. And you shall go unto the priest, who shall be in those days, and say unto him, I profess this day unto the Lord your God, that I am come unto the country which the Lord swore unto our fathers for to give us. So, Israel was about to enjoy a new beginning in the land of promise, and a portion of the first produce of the first crop in the new land was to be presented to God. And along with that offering, there was a personal declaration by each Israelite that God deserved all the credit for all of their blessings. And the Bible says, give thanks in all things. Give thanks for all things. Verse 4. And the priest shall take the basket out of your hand and set it down before the altar of the Lord your God. The priest would take the basket of first fruits and offer it to God and then give it back to the offerer. Verse 5, and you shall speak and say before the Lord your God, a Syrian ready to perish was my father, and he went down into Egypt and sojourned there with a few, and became there a nation, great, mighty, and populous. And the wandering Syrian refers to Jacob, or Israel. Jacob was the father of each of the 12 tribes of Israel. He was 130 years old when he left Canaan due to the famine. And his 70-member family went down to Egypt with him. And the 2 million-plus Israelite nation that's about to re-enter Canaan was generated by that 70-member family. God had been faithful to preserve and even multiply the Israelites through very difficult times down in Egypt. Verse 6. And the Egyptians evil entreated us and afflicted us and laid upon us hard bondage. And when we cried unto the Lord God of our fathers, the Lord heard our voice and looked upon our affliction and our labor and our oppression. And the Lord brought us forth out of Egypt with a mighty hand and with an outstretched arm and with great terribleness and with signs and with wonders. And he has brought us into this place and has given us this land, even a land that flows with milk and honey. And now, behold, I have brought the first fruits of the land which you, O Lord, have given me. And you shall set it before the Lord your God and worship before the Lord your God. So the people were to talk to God and tell him that they knew he had been good to them. They were to give God an overview of all the kindness he had shown them. They were to rehearse all those things before the Lord. And this confession was about God's miraculous works throughout Israel's history. Verse 11, and you shall rejoice in every good thing which the Lord your God has given unto you and unto your house, you and the Levite and the stranger who is among you. They waited hundreds of years for these good things. So the Lord tells them to celebrate. After centuries of suffering, it was time to let loose in God's will and have a good time. And that's what God wanted from them, too. 12, when you have made an end of tithing, all the tithes of your increase, the third year, which is the year of tithing, and have given it unto the Levite, the stranger, the fatherless, and the widow, that they may eat within your gates and be filled. Then you shall say before the Lord your God, I have brought away the hallowed things out of my house, and also have given them unto the Levite, and unto the stranger, to the fatherless, and to the widow, according to all your commandments which you have commanded me. I have not transgressed your commandments, neither have I forgotten them. I have not eaten thereof in my mourning, neither have I taken away aught thereof for any unclean use, nor given aught thereof for the dead, but I have hearkened to the voice of the Lord my God, and have done according to all that you have commanded me. And this was the confession made in connection with the third year tithe, which we have looked at in detail in the past. God seems to enjoy ceremonies. He could have run this thing like an assembly line, you know. He could have said, well, next, drop your tithe and move on. Drop your tithe off and then move on. Come on, let's get going. Let's get this over with. Come on, hurry, hurry, hurry. That's not how he wants. That's not how God operates. 15. Look down from your holy habitation from heaven and bless your people Israel and the land which you have given us, as you swore to your fathers, to our fathers, a land that flows with milk and honey. The eternal God is transcendent. He lives above time. He lives above space. God dwells out there in eternity. And yet when his people on this tiny little planet Earth praise, he hears and he responds. Israel is dependent on the Lord, and that's what this prayer is all about. 16. This day the Lord your God has commanded you to do these statutes and judgments. You shall therefore keep and do them with all your heart and with all your soul. You have avouched the Lord this day to be your God, and to walk in his ways, and to keep his statutes and his commandments and his judgments, and to hearken unto his voice. Israel's focus was to be God, plain and simple, God. The eternal God deserved their undivided loyalty. You know, a half-hearted, take-it-or-leave-it attitude toward God and toward his will is unacceptable. They wanted God to be their God in every way. And so they had to act like he was their God. 18. And the Lord has avouched you this day to be his peculiar people, as he has promised you, and that you should keep all his commandments, and to make you high above all nations which he has made, in praise and in name and in honor, and that you may be an holy people unto the Lord your God, as he has spoken. The future looked bright right about here. Everything was just great. Israel accepted God as their God, and he proclaimed himself to be their God. They said they would fully obey him, and he said they'd be exalted above all nations. See, and this is the ideal situation. This is the way God wanted it to be. How long will it last? Well, not too long, as we will see.